You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio Show. This is
check this out. I'm not. All right.
All right. I can't tell if you guys can hear me, but you're listening to Shooting the Schmutz. I hope the intro just played. I don't have a set program for today. Just gonna have a very relaxed show. No specific kind of music. Just good vibes the whole time. Here, let's start with a PSA. Looking for some sweet, great tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating dried fruits. Dried figs, apples, cherries, bananas, apricots, peaches, pears, pineapples, raisins, cranberries, prunes, blueberries, mangoes, and oh so many other fruits are both tasty and good for you. Many dried fruits are an excellent natural source of cancer-fighting dietary fiber. Read the labels to understand which brands have added sugars, preservatives, and other ingredients, but no matter what, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack. A public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. A little dried fruit PSA for you. Okay, let's get into some of the music. Hopefully this works. I honestly have no clue if it will, but yeah, here we go. Let's start off with some classics.
Things to them girls. Treat her like diamonds and pearls. Dedicate to all the girls around the world. Oh, this is Raven and Shaggy with a combination with your miss. Flip this one for your musical disc.
But who's gonna have your back when it's all done?
Yeah.
It's all good when you live for your beer fun. Can't be a fool, son, what about the long run?
Now.
Looking back, shawty, always a mention. Say me not giving her much attention.
Yeah.
She was there through my incarceration. I wanna show the nation my appreciation.
Girl, you're my angel, you're my darling angel. Closer than my peeps, you are to me. You're my darling angel. Girl, you're my friend when I'm in need, lady.
You're a queen and that's how you should be treated. Though you never get the loving that you needed.
Yeah.
Put a left but I call and you heeded. Begged and I pleaded, mission completed. And I said that I and this the program. Not the type to mess around with your emotion.
Yeah.
But the feeling that I have for you is so strong. Been together so long and this could never be wrong.
Girl, you're my angel, you're my darling angel. Closer than my peeps, you are to me, baby. Shorty, you're my angel, you're my darling angel. Girl, you're my friend.
Say I'm a savior.
You must be sent from up above.
And you appear to me so tender. Say girl, I surrender.
Thanks for giving me your love.
Girl, in spite of my behavior, well, you are my savior.
You must be sent from up above.
And you appear to me so tender. Well girl, I surrender.
So thanks for giving me your love.
All of this one big party when you're still young. And who's gonna have your back when it's all done? It's
all good when you live for your pure fun. Can't be a fool, son, what about the long run?
Yeah.
Looking back, shawty, always I mention, say me not giving her much attention.
Yeah.
She was there through my incarceration. I wanna show the nation my appreciation.
Girl, you're my angel, you're my darling angel. Closer than my peeps, you are to me.
Or a player that made you pay the cost, that now assumes relaxed positions and prostitutes your loss? Were you tortured by your own thirst in those pleasures that you seek, that made you Tom the Curious, that makes you James the Weak? And you claim you got something going, something you call unique. But I've seen your self-pity showing as the tears roll down your cheeks. Soon you know I'll leave ya, and I'll never look behind, 'cause I was born for the purpose that crucifies your mind. So convince your mirror, as you've always done before, giving substance to shadows, giving substance evermore. And you assume you got something to offer, secret shiny in you. But how much of you is repetition that you didn't whisper to him too?
Paused. Did he jump or did he fall as he gazed into the maw of the morning mist? Did he raise both fists and say to hell with this jest? Let the rock roll. Let it roll, let it crash down low. There's a house down there, but I lost it long ago. Thank you. rather feel like a mortal than flail like a god on a lightning rod. History forgets the moderates. Those who sit recalcitrant and taciturn, you know I'd rather turn and burn and scale this edifice, yeah. Where's my accomplice? So take my hand, we'll do more than stand. Take my hand, we'll claim this land. Take my hand and we'll let the ride roll. Let it go, let it crash down low. There's a house down there, but I lost it long ago. Let it roll, let it crash down low. I see my house down there, but I lost it long ago. Lost it long ago. La na 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 na. La na 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 na. I'm letting it roll away. It's got nothing to do with fate and everything to do with. Stole from a precipice, Paul.
Okay, you just heard Shaggy and his song Angel, Crucify Your Mind by Rodriguez, and Sisyphus by Andrew Bird. I'd like to give a shout out to Juanchi for his music recommendations. I've never heard that song before. It's pretty nice. I like that one, Juanchi. Thank you. So, you know, as you faithful listeners of this Shootin' the Schmutz podcast should know, I do a top five every week, but I'm abandoning that this week. Attribute that to laziness or, you know, trying to go in a different direction. So I have a few topics to touch on today. One of them is, you know, everyone at Tufts just signed up for classes, so it's a period of a lot of stress. You know, it's a very important day, and a lot of people can get screwed over very easily. You know, I know some people, they need one class. They just need one class for their major, this one specific class, and people just take it just because. And it just ruins their schedule, ruins everything. So I thought I'd touch on that for a second. You know, the way people choose classes is strange. They kind of base all their opinions and make their decisions according to, you know, word of mouth and also ratemyprofessor.com. Let me tell you something about ratemyprofessor.com. It's absolutely bogus. I've seen some professors getting a rating, such as one person will say, "Oh, I got an A, super easy, professor's the best, I love it." And the only other review will say, "Take any other class. This is the worst professor I've ever had. I can't stress enough how terrible my experience was. I got an F, that my professor was mean, yada, yada, yada." I mean, it varies so much. It's almost impossible to tell, but people regard this website, Rate My Professor, like it's the Bible. You know, it's like this holy document. But, you know, it's very hard to judge what class you take based off that. I do think, however, judging what classes you take based off your professor is a very smart way to go. Because you can take a very interesting class, but if you have a boring professor, it ruins everything. So choosing classes based on your professor is a good way to go. You know, the actually good teachers are those who are energetic, make the class more interesting, try to engage with the students. And to be honest, I've had very, you know, in my lifetime, I've been unfortunate. I've had very few of those. I've had some, and they really stick out in my memory. But, you know, I think choosing the professors who are more energetic, more into it, that's the best way to go. And you know, I'd actually almost prefer to have a professor who doesn't teach the material well, but is very energetic and keeps me engaged with the material more, even if they aren't the best at explaining the concepts. If they're very enthusiastic, I think that would be preferable for me. And I think most people would agree with that, maybe. Might be a hot take. We'll see. Anyway, this week I've had a few music recommendations come in. Thank you, Juanchi. Thank you, Francisco. Thank you to everyone who contributes to the music on this show. I don't really, you know, people ask me what type of music we play. I really don't know what to answer because I play all sorts of stuff. Basically anything that doesn't have curses in it. I personally think that's a little bogus, but I understand. Maybe next year we'll go for the 10 o'clock show. Might be a little annoying, but we'll see what we can do. Anyway, let's get back to the music. I've had enough rambling for about classes and stuff. And let's see, what do we got next?
Myself, I might not take it anymore. Take a woman like your kind to find the man in me. But oh, what a wonderful feeling just to know that you are. That's my heart a-reeling from my toes up to my ears. The man in me will hide sometimes to keep from being seen, but that's just because he doesn't wanna turn into some machine. Take a woman like you to get through. Man in me.
So bright, never saw things going so right. Noticing days hurrying by when you're in love, my, how they fly by. Blue days, all of them gone. Nothing but blue skies from now on. Nothing but blue skies do I see. Blue days, all of them gone. Nothing but blue skies from now on. Blue skies smiling at me. Nothing but blue skies do I see. Days all of them gone, nothing but blue skies from now on. Blue skies smiling at me, nothing but blue skies do I see. Blue days, all of them gone. Nothing but blue skies from now on.
From you.
All right, that was The Man in Me by Bob Dylan, Blue Skies by Willie Nelson, and Nobody Does It Better by Carly Simon, which is, in my opinion, top three, top two James Bond songs of all time. Now, the reason I played this song was because I just showed my friends The Spy Who Loved Me recently, which was the first Bond movie that I was introduced to, and I loved it. You know, we have the box set. We have all 25 Bond films in our house. I've seen almost every one of them, but I still think that's my favorite. It's the first one. I remember like it was yesterday. But that song, Nobody Does It Better, I think that's right up there with Skyfall as one of the best. You know, I was thinking about why do I love the Bond movies? What's so appealing about them to me and obviously, you know, the rest of the world? And I think they just have their formula and they stick to it. You know, basically the movie starts out, Bond is doing something cool. He's with a girl. He's drinking a martini. He's gambling. He never loses. He's always winning. He's doing something cool. And then something bad happens. You know, a world-altering, terrible event is happening. And, you know, they call him in and they have it's every movie is pretty much the same, but you know what's going to happen. Do you ever really think he's not going to save the day? It's like the same thing with all these other movies, but with Bond, you kind of know. He can be in the most ridiculous of circumstances and it doesn't matter. He's going to pull it out in the end. But, you know, it's the main part of the formula, which I think is hilarious, is you know, him just being the horniest protagonist in the history of movies. I mean, this guy, every single movie, he's getting into trouble because he just can't stop, you know, messing around. I mean, every movie, part of the formula is that, you know, obviously there's the Bond girl, which is just one of the most attractive actresses they can find. And she's always a damsel in distress and he has to come save her. And, you know, the main villain takes advantage of the fact that Bond likes this girl and he has to go save them. And he's just the horniest guy. If he wasn't horny, it would be completely different. The movies would not be so dramatic. But, you know, what else can I say? I mean, Casino Royale is a good example. You know, if you've ever seen that movie, you know, Bond gets into a lot of trouble over this one girl. By the way, Casino Royale may be the best Bond movie. I know people aren't really ready for that. People love the Sean Connery, Goldfinger. I get. But Casino Royale is just, what a movie. You know, you have to understand, this is Daniel Craig's first Bond movie, and it's just absolutely insane. It's so dramatic. You couldn't come up with a more dramatic scenario. This $100 million poker game, he gets poisoned in the middle of it. I mean, what a movie. If you haven't seen it, what are you doing? I'm talking to you, Kurosh. All right. So, yeah, Nobody Does It Better by Carly Simon. Love that song. You know, Sky Falls up there. Live and Let Die. Oh, Goldfinger. What a song. All those songs are great. I haven't really listened to the new Billie Eilish one. You know, they got Billie Eilish to make the new song. They always just, you know, I like what they do. They get, you know, one of the bigger artists in the world to make a song, and I kind of like that. But at the same time, you know, it is strange they went with Billie Eilish. I don't know. Maybe her song's good. I haven't really listened to it that much, but I guess they were a little unfortunate that the song came out and then they had to delay the movie coming out, because you kind of want to, you know, be introduced to the song along with the movie, and the opening scene and, you know, the whole graphic thing they do is very interesting. All right, let's get back to the music. What are we going to play? Let's see.
Never thought you'd be the kind of guy to get a day job. 9 to 5, you're gonna take off. You're gonna go against the grain. Never thought you'd be the kind of guy to take a safe route. By and by, you're gonna break out. The world's gonna know your name. So why are you sitting around? Or did you think it'd be easy? I tell you, we'll be right back.
each day. Cause you're too busy every weekday to ever get up off your chair. You say you haven't got the kind of time to get a girlfriend. Cause you're too busy every weekend. You haven't got a second to spare. So why are you sitting around? Did you think it'd be easy? I'll tell you if it was easy, then everybody'd do it too. You say you're gonna leave the whole knock life behind. You're gonna hit your little wagon up to a star. Oh, you say you're gonna take the road less traveled by. No, you don't seem to be traveling very far. Never thought you'd be the kind of guy to get a day job. 9 to 5, you're gonna take off. You're gonna go against the grain. So why you say?
Seem to whisper, I love you. Birds singing in the sycamore tree. Dream a little dream of me. Say nighty night and kiss me. Just hold me tight and tell me you'll miss me while I'm alone and blue as can be.
Saying it about good news, good news, good news. That's all they want. out of gas, hardly anything left. Hope I make it home from work. Well, so tired of being so tired. Well, I gotta build something beautiful, just to go set it on fire. No lie, but sometimes the truth don't sound like the truth. Maybe because it ain't. I just love the way it sounds when I say it. What I do, if you know me, it ain't thing new. Wake up to the moon, haven't seen the sun in a while, but I heard that the sky's still blue. Yeah, heard they don't talk about me too much no more. That's a problem with a closed door. Good news, good news, good news, that's all they wanna hear. No, they don't like you when I'm down. When I'm flying, no, oh, it make them so uncomfortable, so different. What's the difference? There's a whole lot more for me waiting on the other side. I'm always wondering if it feel like summer. I know maybe I'm too late, I could make it there some other time. I finally discovered
Alright, that was Did You Think by Arlie, This Must Be the Place by Talking Heads, Dream a Little Dream of Me by The Mamas and the Papas, and Good News by Mac Miller. So, we're almost out of time. I want to talk about one more thing. The NFL draft was last night, one of my favorite sporting events of the year. You know, me and a lot of other people who really watch football a lot love this event. And I'm not going to do a recap of the picks or any analysis or anything like that. But what I will say is that I think the draft itself, especially the NFL draft, is a very interesting concept. And the production of it, the whole, it's a spectacle in and of itself. The way the NFL promotes it, the way that ESPN promotes it. I mean, it's unbelievable to me how each year the production quality gets better, it gets sleeker, the animations get better. I have to wonder what we're trending towards. You know, every year it's just getting more and more ridiculous. But you know, what doesn't change is the analysis, because none of these guys know what they're talking about. I mean, they have some clue what they're talking about, but you know, they have no idea. You know, they'll say, oh, this kid's gonna be a star. They don't know. And I think it's just funny how it's so important to people, that they have this whole system and show just about this draft. And it seems like it's not the most interesting thing to people who don't really watch football. But when you start looking at how much money is invested into this one event and the structure of it and how well organized the NFL is in setting it up, it's honestly unbelievable. I don't really understand it, and I would love to see how much effort is put into setting up an event such as this, especially during COVID. I think it's fascinating how, you know, to get cameras in, you know, dozens and dozens of college athletes' homes, getting all their families together, camera crews everywhere. It's crazy to me. It's unbelievable. But yeah, I mean, again, I find it interesting because teams will really show you what their plan is in the draft. You know, they'll basically show you what direction they're moving in. They'll make moves that are really interesting. Last night was a good example of that. But like I said, I don't want to give an analysis. I think that's kind of pointless. I think the concept of the draft in general, though, is very interesting. And as a fan of American sports and some international sports like Formula One or the Premier League or soccer in general, I think, you know, I would love to see, there's no way, there's absolutely no way, it just doesn't work. I've thought about this a lot, just the two are just incompatible. But, you know, soccer and a draft in soccer would be the coolest thing, but you know, it just doesn't work, unfortunately. But again, you know, with the European Super League, you know, it's sort of an Americanization of an international sport, which I think is interesting. It's sort of sad to see in a way, because you know, they're trying to, you see American owners and American businesses trying to Americanize an international sport, but it didn't really work. But I think it is inevitable. Eventually, I think there will be some sort of takeover, and we will see the European Super League. I think it's just inevitable. I think it will happen. You know, maybe I'll go into more depth on that next week. But in any event, I think it is interesting how America is trying to, you know, get a grip on international sports and these sort of things. But yeah, NFL draft, very interesting. And that's pretty much it for the show. I'm going to play a couple more songs, and yeah, hope you enjoyed.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up? This
is a big party, man.
Yeah, brother, like
dig it.
Stop. Right on.
Mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some love. Don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate.
You know we've got to find a way
to bring some love in here today. Oh, picket lines and picket signs. Don't punish me,
sister,
with brutality,
sister.
Talk to me,
sister,
so you can see.
Historias, las profecías sordas cuentan. de la leyenda que hay leyendas que no se pueden contar. La vida loca, voces, gargantas rotas, vamos a encender los vecindarios. Si te quieres arriesgar, hay una estrofa y una canción famosa, cantan en otros abecedarios. Pero ¿cómo bailar? Bienvenida a casa, el tiempo no descansa. Siento el susto en el cuerpo, el vértigo dentro. Soñador, busco una nueva religión. Hace falta valor, no hace falta dinero. Despertar mi retina, ofrecer vistas de otro lugar. Hace falta valor, no hace falta dinero. Nuevos tiempos soñados. Hace falta valor, no hace falta dinero. Amanecido, me quiero despertar, mi retina ofrece vistas de otro lugar.
All right, I apologize to Marvin Gaye for skipping his song accidentally, but that was half of What's Going On by Marvin Gaye, and ABC by Guitarrica de la Fuente. Guitarrica de la Fuente. Shout out to Francisco Salazar.